Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei Zayin. We left off Pei Vav Amud Beis, all the way at the top of the Amud. Today is the second to last day of Maseches Yuma, so we've purposely been falling behind a little bit. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Jeffrey Geisels and family, Lila Nishmas, Mr. Jack Geisels, Yudha Chaim Ben Binyamin, whose yard site is Chav Zayin Tamaz. The Shema should have an aliyah on account of the learning, and we thank the Geisels family as well as Dr. Landerer very much for the sponsorship today. So today's shiur is again going to be talking about the Inyan and the mitzvah of tshuva. We started talking about that yesterday. Today we're going to continue talking about how great tshuva is and various methods of doing tshuva, bein adam l'chaveiro, bein adam l'makom. We're going to have stories about the obligation, the requirement to be mefayis somebody if you violated an avera of bein adam l'chaveiro. So again, a lot more about tshuva and the tshuva process today as we close in on the completion of Maseches Yuma. Again, today is the second to last day. So we left off Pei Vav Amud Beis. We are 2, 4, 6 lines up from the top of the page. The first word on the page is a lie, and we are starting from the fourth word on the page, Amar Rav Yonasan. So again, we're talking about how great tshuva is. Yesterday we had finished off by saying that tshuva is so great, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bnei Yisrael is likened to that of a man and a woman. We know, ordinarily speaking, if you have a married couple that gets divorced and then somebody marries somebody else, they're not allowed to get remarried initially. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bnei Yisrael, it's not like that. No matter how we divorce ourselves, kaviyachol, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing averas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can always take us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can always take us back with tshuva. So says the Gemara now, 6 lines up from the top of the page. Amar Rav Yonasan, Gedola tshuva, shemekareves esagula. Or the Mesoros HaShas says, not even shemekareves, not even that it hastens, but rather that it brings. Tshuva is so great that it brings, shemeviya esagula, that it brings the gula, shenemar, says in Pasuk that we say every day, avolat zion goel, Uleshave Pesha Biyakov. Ma tam avola Sion goel. How does Sion come? How do we return to Sion? Mishum, the Shave Pesha Biyakov. Because there are people who do tshuva among the Bnei Yisrael. Amaresh Lakesh, Gedola tshuva Shezdonos Nasalo Kishgagos. That tshuva is so great that a person sins, a person's intentional sins become like shkagos. They become like inadvertent sins. Shenemar, Shuvi Yisrael, Ada Shem Elokecha, Ki Chashalta Bavonecha. So it says Chashalta Bavonecha. So if you pay attention and if you're a grammarian, so the words Chashalta and Avonecha are a little contradictory. Ha Avon Mezidhu. Because an Avon is a Mezid. That connotes an Avera that one does b'mezid. V'kakari Le Michshol. Yet it says V'chashalta Bavonecha. And a Michshol is something that is violated B'shogeg. So how could it be? So Elamai, it must be that Zdonosav Nasa Kishkagos, that a person's intentional sins become like inadvertent sins through the tshuva process. Says the Gemara, Eini Vamresh Lakesh, is it true that the Zdonos are Nasa Kishkagos? We have even one better. Vamresh Lakesh Gdola Tshuva Shezdonos Nasos Lo Kishkuyos, that tshuva is so great that the Zdonos are actually made into Shkuyos. Not only are the intentional sins made into unintentional sins, but the intentional sins are made into actual zchuyos for the person. Shenemar uveshuv rasha mirishaso viasa mishpat utstaka alehem yichye. In other words, through the averos itself, he will be yichye. And Rashi points out, al kol masha osa va'afal averos. Even that which he has done in terms of averos is going to cause his life to be extended, because tshuva turns averos into actual zchuyos. So what is it? Does it turn zdonos into shkagos, which are averos but less severe averos, or does it turn averos into actual zchuyos? Says the Gemara, lo kasha, kameyava, kameyira. The answer is it depends. It depends whether you do tshuva meyava or if you do tshuva meyira. If you do tshuva meyira, then the zdonos are nasa kishkagos. If you do tshuva meyava, it's an even difference. It's an enhanced level of tshuva, and therefore the zdonos are nasa kishkuyos gamur. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Eishlake, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan, Gdola tshuva shamarechesh nosav shaladam. Tshuva is so great that it extends the years of a person. Shenemar uvishuv rasha merishaso yichye, that because a person does tshuva, he will live. And the reason is because since the zdonos are nasek is chuyos, since tshuva turns averos into actual zchuyos, into a zchus that somebody has, he's going to have arichas yamim from the zchuyos that his donos turned into. So it makes sense. If a person did averos and then does tshuva, if his donos turned into zchuyos, he's going to live longer on account of those averos now turned into zchuyos themselves. Amar Rav Yitzchak,
Amri b'marava mishmei de Rabba bar Mori.
So they said in Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabba bar Mori. Barei shalok k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. So come and see that the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like midas basar v'dam. Midas basar v'dam maknit eschavero. The midas basar v'dam is a person aggravates his friend b'dvarim. Safek espayis emenu, safek em espayis emenu. And then he tries to appease his friend. So it's a question, is his friend going to be appeased or not? So we don't know. Sometimes the appeasement works. Sometimes the appeasement doesn't work. If the friend is going to be appeased at all, sometimes verbal appeasement is fine. Sometimes you have to do a grand gesture, like send the person a gift or something. However, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. A person violates an Avera B'Seser. So mispayis b'menu b'dvarim. So if a person does an avera b'seser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be appeased by the dvarim that a person says. Shenemar ku imchem dvarim v'shuvo el Hashem. So the question is, why do we talk about a person violating an avera b'seser? It says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, if a person violates an avera b'seser, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be appeased. So the answer is because we had seen yesterday that one of the averos that tshuva alone is not mechaper for, but that tshuva requires either Yom Kippur or Misa to come along with it in order to be mechaper, is an avera of chilul Hashem. And if a person is over an avera b'farhesi, if a person is over an avera publicly, that's worse than stop doing an avera. That's actual chilul Hashem. So for that, tshuva alone is not going to be good. However, if you do an avera privately, there is no element of chilul Hashem. Therefore, tshuva alone is going to be good. And what kind of tshuva are we talking about? We're talking only about tshuva bidvarim, because it says kru imchem dvarim v'shuva el Hashem. V'lo od, says the Gemara Vayter, v'lo od elosh machzik tova. Kadosh Baruch Hu is even going to be machzik tova to the person. Shenemar v'kach tov. The pasuk continues v'kach tov. V'lo od elosh malol avakasav kilu hikriv parim. The pasuk is going to consider this person as if he actually brought parim karbanos. Shenemar uneshalma parim sfaseinu. Shenemar tomar parichova. I might think that the parim that we're referring to are parichova, meaning that even after the tshuva process, the person is in a situation, he's in a state where he has to bring a karban chatas or something because maybe his zdonos are made into shkagos, and for a shogeg, you're chayav a karban chatas. So maybe you're chayav, maybe these are parichova, and therefore tshuva is not effective itself in cleansing the person's slate. Tamalomar erpa mishuvasam ohavam nidava. So no, it talks about tshuva and then it talks about nidava, because the type of parim that a person brings is not talking about parechova, it's talking about pare nidava, because the person's zdonos when he does tshuva is actually nase kizchuyos, and it totally erases his slate. Okay, so says the Gemara now weiter. Tanya, Hayira Meir Omer, Gdola Tshuva Shebishvil Yachet Shasa Tshuva Moklin Chol Olam Kulo. Because of one individual who does Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the entire world. Shenemar Erpa Mishuva Sam Ohavam Nidava. How does the pasuk conclude? Kishav api mimenu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger subsides from one person. Api mimeno mehem lo nemar el mimeno. It doesn't say mehem, rather it says mimeno. So it's obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving the entire world because of the tshuva only of an individual. Mimeno is a lashon yachid. So echidami bal tshuva. What is a bal tshuva? So in other words, how does tshuva manifest itself? How does one exhibit tshuva? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda kigon shebasa lidei dvar avera pam rishona, that a person comes to an Avera a certain time, and Rashi points out it's an Avera that he has been nichshol in already. So let's say a person is accustomed to doing an Avera. Then a person finds himself in that exact same circumstance where the last time he was in the circumstance he did an Avera, Pam Rishona, Vishniya, Venitzalemena, and he's saved from that Avera. So that's a Baal Tshuva, a person who's placed in the same situation, but this time he conquers his Yetzihara. So Machvi Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda gestured that, yeah, what are we talking about that the person is in the same situation and is now saved from the Avera? That's when it's very specifically the same situation. It's Bosa Isha, Bosa Perek, Bosa Makam. In other words, all circumstances are the same as the last time he was nichshol in the Avera, but this time he's not. We know that this person did tshuva because he found himself in the exact same position and was able to withstand the temptation to sin. Says the Gemara in Avaita, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Rami. Rav would ask the following question. Ksiv, Ashrei Nosui Pesha, Kisui Chet. It says on the one hand that Ashrei Nosui Pesha, those who bear sin, Kisui Chet. Those who cover up chet, uchsiv, but on the other hand, it says mechaseh pshav. If a person is mechaseh pshav, if a person is mechaseh his sins, lo yatzliach, he's not going to be matzliach. So which one is it? Should a person conceal his sins or should a person confess his sins? Says the Gemara, lo kasha abachet mefursam, abachet she'ena mefursam. Depends whether we're talking about a chet mefursam or a chet she'ena mefursam. Rashi points out that if he did a chet in public, if he did a public sin, then it's better that he acknowledge that he did this sin. It's better that he publicize that he did this sin because that causes more busha. And that busha that he feels is going to lead to a quicker chapara. Whereas Rashi says by a chet she'ena mefursam, he shouldn't reveal the chet. Why? Because it's a bigger kavod shem shamayim for him not to reveal the chet. Because sinning in public or public acknowledgement of sin itself, its essence, is that it's a chilul shem shamayim. It's a miyad shem shamayim because he's acknowledging that he didn't follow the will of God. So where he already sinned in public, so he already did his chilul Hashem, now when he does tshuva, he has to acknowledge his sin publicly. Where he sinned privately, and we never had that type of chilul Hashem, don't go acknowledge it in public because that itself is going to create a chilul Hashem. So that's how Rav answers up this stira. Second, another mimer here about tshuva, Rav Zutra Bar Tovia Amar Rav Nachman, Khan, the second answer, Khan Bavero Shebin Adam Lachavero, Khan Bavero Shebin Adam Lamakam. One is talking about Bein Adam Lachavero, one is talking about Bein Adam Lamakam. So what does this mean? So Bein Adam Lachavero, let's start with Bein Adam Lamakam. So Bein Adam Lamakam, a person doesn't have to explicate his sin because his sin was between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously knows what his sin was. So he doesn't have to publicize his sin. However, by Bein Adam Lachavero, a person has to be Mizvade Berabim. A person has to go seek appeasement in public, even if those people who he's seeking appeasement in front of never heard of the Avera, still he has to go seek appeasement in front of them. So what comes out? What comes out is that he actually is then publicizing his Avera, if it's a Bein Adam L'Chavero de Kavera, when he seeks appeasement in public, he thereby is publicizing the Avera. The Ravid says that these two answers aren't necessarily disagreeing with each other. In other words, between Bein Adam Lamakam even, there are two types of Averas. There are Averas that were done in public, in which case you don't lose anything by confessing in public because the Chilul Hashem has already occurred. Then there are Averas that have been done in private, in which case you shouldn't do it in public because then you're causing the Chilul Hashem. However, by Bein Adam Lachavero, it has a din of like the Avera always being done in public, and therefore you have to confess in public. Why? Because with an Avera Bein Adam Lachavero, remember, somebody else is on the other side of that Avera. So somebody else feels wrong. So that person who feels wrong definitely went ahead and publicized the Avera. So says the Ravid, there's no such thing as an Avera Bein Adam Lachavero that's truly unknown, because somebody knows about this Avera, and most likely the knowledge of the Avera has been spread, and therefore this is a situation where the Avera has already been publicized, therefore the Vidui itself has to be public as well. Says the Gemara and Avaiter, we're now about halfway down in the wide lines, a little more than halfway down on the page, generally on Peivav Amud Beis. Tani Rav Yosef Rav Yudomer, Adam Over Avera Pam Rishona Mochlamo. If a person does an Avera once, we're Mochel. Shnia Mochlamo. Second time Mochel. Shlishis Mochlamo. Revius Ain Mochlamo. However, if he doubles down and does the Avera a fourth time, then he's not going to receive a Mechila. Shenemar Koamar Hashem Al Shlosha Pishei Yisrael. For three Pishei Yisrael, Veal Arba Lo Ashivenu. However, for the fourth time, we are not going to forgive him. Hey, ein kol eile yif'al el pa'amayim shalosh im gaver. So again, it refers to pa'amayim shalosh, meaning that a person gets a mechila only if he does the avera three times, not if he does the avera four times. My viomer, so what does it mean viomer? V'chite mahani mili b'tzibur. Maybe this is only b'tzibur, aval b'yachid lo. However, b'yachid, it's not. However, b'yachid, it's not the case. So don't say that. Tashma, hein kol eila yifal el pamayim shalosh im gaver. So from here we see that if you do an avera three times, because gever is a lashon of yachid, so it doesn't matter whether it's b'tzibur or whether it's b'yachid. If you do an avera three times, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive you. The fourth time, you're not going to be forgiven. Why aren't you going to be forgiven if you do the avera the fourth time? So the Mefarshim explain, because it's a gilui milsa, that the tshuva that you did the first three times wasn't sincere. Because if the tshuva was sincere, you wouldn't be a serial avera violator. You wouldn't violate this avera all the time. So from the fact that you're violating the avera all the time, nevertheless, it shows that your tshuva wasn't sincere, and therefore you're not going to get a mechila. Says the Gemara, now Viter, Tana Rabbanan, Avera Shes Vada Aleim Zeh, Yom Kippurim Zeh, Lo Yes Vada Aleim Yom Kippurim Acher. If you say Vidui on a certain Avera on one Yom Kippur, let's say Yom Kippur 5782, you say Vidui, so then Yom Kippur 5783, you don't have to say Vidui on the same Avera. Says the Gemara, well, hang on, Vim Shunabahem, Tzorech Le Yizvados Yom Kippurim Acher. If, however, over the span of that year, you do the Avera again, then of course you have to say Vidui again. So if you said Vidui one year on Yom Kippur, and then during the year you did that same Avera, of course the next Yom Kippur you're going to have to say Vidui on that same Avera. But if you don't do the Avera, you know you didn't do the Avera all year, yet you say Vidui on it the next Yom Kippur, Lava Kosav Omer, on him the Pasuk says, Kekelev Shav Al Keyo, Ksil Shone Bivalto, like a dog returning to its vomit, a fool repeats his avla, that's obviously not a good thing. So in other words, what the Gemara's message is, every Yom Kippur you have to do tshuva, right? There's a mitzvah of tshuva, there's an inyan of tshuva, a chiyuv of tshuva on Yom Kippur, you have to do tshuva. Whether you're going to do tshuva on a specific avera should depend on whether you did the avera. If you did the avera, you have to do tshuva. If you didn't do the avera, you don't have to do tshuva. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, on the contrary, kol shkein shu meshubach. If a person says vidui on the avera, even if he didn't repeat the avera, it's not a bad thing. It's not like a dog returning to his vomit, God forbid. It's a good thing. Shenemar ki pishai ani eda v'chatasi negdi samid. Because a person's always supposed to see his averus in front of him, and he's supposed to be motivated to repentance that way. Elamani mekayim kekelev shaval keo. So what's the saying about a dog returning to its vomit then referring to? If it's not referring to saying vidui, if you're telling me now that I'm supposed to say vidui each and every Yom Kippur, kidravuna diamaravuna kivan shavar adam avera vishinaba hutralo. Since a person does an avera and then does it again, it becomes mutter for him. Really, that's an interesting trick. Everybody will then do averus. Hutralo salkadaitach, famous Gemara. So the Gemara says, really, it becomes mutter. Eleima nasis lo keheter. It becomes he sort of treats it as if it's heter, because his behavior shows that he's treating it very lightly. Says the Gemara now about this vidu that we mentioned. Tzorech lizvados alav, but tzorech lifrotos achet. You have to be poreit the chet. So in other words, Rashi explains, kashum izvade omer chet ploni chatasi. When a person does vidu, he has to say, I violated such and such avera. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ana chata hamazeh chata gedola. And it says, behold, this nation did a chata, this nation did a chata gedola, v'yasu lahem elohei zahav. And then it goes on to specify what the avera was. It says, v'yasu lahem elohei zahav. So divrei Rav Yehuda ben Baba, Rav Akiva omer, ashrei nasi pesha kisuchet. No, Rav Akiva says, no, it's better to conceal the chet. In other words, so there's a machlokas here in the Gemara. Is it better based on psukim? Is it better to be mizvada and enunciate the chet and explicate the chet, or is it better to conceal the chet? And so the Rishonim paskin according to various shitas in this Gemara. So the Rambam says that you have to be mefarit the chet, whereas the Meiri says that you don't have to be mefarit the chet when you do vidui. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins lechatchila like the Rambam that it's better to be mefarit the chet, and therefore, in our tefillah, We know on Yom Kippur, in the Yom Kippur service, we say Al Chet so many times on Yom Kippur over the course of the night and the course of the day, because that's our Tzarech Lifratzas HaChet. Therefore, we specify all these various chatos during the service, during the tefillah on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, so we saw this machlokas about whether you should be mefarit the chet or not. So one, the Man Yomer says that you have to be mefarit the chet, brought a raya from what Moshe Rabbeinu said, ana chata hamazeh chata gedola v'yasu lamelei zahav. And then the other Man Yomer said, no, it says in the pasuk ashrei nosei pesha kisu chet, that you're supposed to be mechasa the chet. So elomau shamar Moshe v'yasu lamelei zahav. So when Moshe said v'yasu lamelei zahav, when he specified what the chet was, he was going like Rav Yanai. Damar Rav Yanai, Yamar Moshe Lav Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the sheet of Rav Yanai. Ribono Shel Olam, Kesef Hazov, Sher Beis Olam Li Yisrael, Atri Yomru, Dai, Gorem Lam Sheyasu Lohei Zahav. The reason that Moshe Rabbeinu said V'yasu Lamelei Zahav was not because he was trying to be Mefarei Techeit. It's because he was trying to explain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Bnei Yisrael's behavior. He was Kaveyachol, pointing a finger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, saying, you know why they're behaving like a bunch of spoiled kids? Because you spoiled them. You gave them too much gold and silver. Says the Gemara Vayter, Shnei Parnosim Tovim Amdulam Li Yisrael. There were two Parnosim Tovim, two leaders for Klal Yisrael, Moshe V'David, Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. Moshe Amar Yichtov Sirchoni. Moshe said, let my disgrace be written. Shneimar Yan Lo Amanta Milakti Sheni, because the pasuk says Yan Lo Amanta Milakti Sheni. The pasuk says what Moshe Rabbeinu's avera was by the hitting the rock. And David Amar, however, David took the other approach. Rather than saying, yes, go specify what my avera was, David said, Al yichtov surchani. Don't write down my iniquity. Do not write down about my avera. Shenemar ashrei nafsi pesha kisu ichet. Mashal to Moshe v'David lama davar doma. What is this mashal to Moshe and David like? L'shtei noshim shelaku bebeistin. So by two women who were going to get the malchus administered by Beistin. So these two women, even though they were both getting malchus administered, though, didn't do the same avera. Echas kilkala. One committed adultery, which is pretty serious. V'achas akla pagishvius, and one woman ate unripe figs of shvius. Now it's mutter to eat pera shvius if it's an achila saroi bederech achila. However, this woman who ate the pagi shvius, who ate the unripe figs, didn't eat it bederech achila because they were too unripe, and therefore it was called a hefsid. It wasn't called an achila. So both these people did an avera. One did a real avera, and the other, okay, she was able to eat it. Her problem was she jumped the gun. She ate the figs when they were a little too unripe, and therefore it was called lahefsid v'lo la'achla. So amalahen osa shachla pagishvias. So the woman who ate the pagishvias, and that was her iniquity. So she says, b'vakasha michem hodiyu al mahi lokesh lo yomro al mashazel lokeh zulokeh. And so the woman who ate the pagishvias says, do me a favor, advertise my avera, because I don't want people to assume that I committed an adult. I'm an adulteress, the same way that other woman who's getting malchus is an adulteress. Heviu pagishvius patolo betzavara. So they hung these unripe figs around her neck. Vayumachrizin lefneiem veomrim aliske shvius hiloke. And they said aliske shvius hiloke. And that's the message of Moshe and David. So David committed, whether it's an avera or not, big discussion in the Gemara with Batsheva. And Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, he was supposed to talk to the rock, he hit the rock. You know, so for ordinary people, they would think big deals. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, who did the comparatively smaller avera, wanted that advertised, just like this woman who committed the comparatively small avera wanted this advertised. Says the Gemara now, Viter. We are now five lines up from the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis. So, Mefarsimin Esachanafim, we expose hypocrites, Mipnei Chilol, because of Chilol. And what does this mean? Says Rashi, Mefarnesin Esachanafim, Shem Rishayim. Rashi says, we're talking about Rishayim, Amar Ratzman Kasadikim. They conduct, they carry on like Sadikim. They hold themselves out like Sadikim. And Yesh Makar B'masav, Mitzvah LaFarsimo. If somebody understands that he's really a Rasha, it's a mitzvah to expose the person. B'nei Chilul Hashem. Shebnei Adam L'meidim Imasav, Shesvurin Alav Shu Tzadik. Because everybody's going to assume that he's a Tzadik, and therefore they're going to do what he's going to do. So if you know that he's a Rasha, you should publicize it. Rashi says, or he's going to ultimately get punished for his sins, because even though he holds himself out as a tzaddik, really he's a Rasha. So if you don't publicize that the guy's really a Rasha, then everybody's going to assume, oh my God, it's a tzaddik getting punished. So it's good to expose the guy as a Rasha, because then people will realize, ah, the reason that he's getting punished is because he's a Rasha. And therefore, it says the Gemara, Mefarsimin Esachanavim Nechil Lashem, Shenemar, Uveshuv Tzadik Mitzitko, Vyasa Avel, Venasati Mikshol Lefanov, Chuvas Hamuchlatin. So the Chuva of absolute, Venasati Mikshol Lefanov. Okay, so it says the Gemara Navaiter. So Chuvas Hamuchlatin, Chuva of absolute Rasham, Akeves Haparanos. It sort of blocks Piranos. It impedes Piranos. Even if they have a Gzardin of Piranos, it's Ma'akev the Piranos. So it could be that in other words, if a person is an absolute Rasha, the Tshuva doesn't totally forestall the Tshuva doesn't totally eliminate the Piranos. Rather, all it does is it forestalls it a little bit. So says the Gemara, Shalvas Rasham Sofa Takala. The peace of Rasham is ultimately going to be Takala, because Rasha, even if he's experiencing peace and prosperity in this world, is ultimately going to achieve destruction and ruin in the world to come. For Rashus Makaveres as Balea, Rabbanus buries those who hold it, Balea Arum. It buries a person naked. Nichnasla v'arum. Arum nichnasla v'arum yetsim mimenu. That a person enters the world naked. He exits the world naked. Ulavai shatei yitzia kavia. And halavai the yitzia should be like. Should be like his bia. Halavai is yitzia min olam. Should be like his coming into the world. Why is it that Rabbanus causes a person to be buried? And now we talk about Nichnas Arum, Yotze Arum, and Levi Shete Yitzia Kabia. So the answer is, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, because the leader of a generation and the leader of a congregation is held accountable in a certain extent, or to a certain extent, for the sins of the people that he leads. And therefore, it's a lot of responsibility if you're going to be a leader. And you're almost more likely to sin or get punished from sin on account of the sins of the people in your generation. Says the Gemara, Rav kiavi nafak lemeidandina. Rav, when he would do a din Torah, Amar hachi, he would say the following, Bitzvei nafsho liktala, nafik, this person on his own is going out to be killed because it's high stakes. He has to get the din right. Vitzavu beisei leslu avid, and there's nobody to perform the wishes of his household because he's busy judging cases, so he doesn't have time to do anything else. Reikin labeisei ozil, and he comes back home empty-handed because obviously he can't take any bribes if he's a judge. Ulevai shadei biya ki yitzia, hopefully he comes back the same way he went out, meaning free from sin. Rava ki avi nafik ledin amar achi. Rava, when he went to Dan Din Torah, he would say the following. Now peizayin amad aleph, today's da finally. Bitzavu nafshei liktala, this person is taking himself out on his own to be killed. Liktala nafik. Bitzavu beisei leslu avid, nobody's there to do the wishes of his household. Reikin labeisei ozil, and he returns home empty-handed. Ulevai shadei biya ki yitzia, and hopefully his bia should be like his yitzia. In other words, he should return home without sin, says Rashi. V'chi havichazi amvua abasrei, when he would see a bunch of people walking after him to give him kavod, amar, he would say something that would basically humble himself. He wanted to make sure he never got too haughty and it never went to his head. If his head reaches the clouds, kiglala lenetzach yoved, he will perish forever like dung. Viroav yamru ayo, and those who see him will say, where is he? And he did this in order to be makten himself, in order to humble himself, to make sure he never got too arrogant. Rav Zutra keave mekasve le b'shabata derigla. Rav Zutra, when he would give the shear, and when they would carry him in a great sign of kavod, they would carry him on his shoulders. Omar, he would say, klo leolam chasin v'mnezer ledardar. That the power doesn't last forever, and does the crown last for multiple generations? Again, he would say something that would basically humble himself to make sure that the coven never went to his head. She'es pnei Russia lo tov, that the favor of a Russia is not good. Lo tov lam l'rasham shenosalam panim b'olam hazeh. In other words, it's ultimately not good for the Rasham that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nosei panim to them in olam hazeh, that he gives them reward in olam hazeh. Lo tov lo li'achav shenosal panim b'olam hazeh. It's not good for Achav that he was rewarded in this world. Shneimar yan ki nichna lo avi yara b'yamav. because then he's not going to get reward in the world to come. The Marsha explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed Achav's punishment because he was hoping that he would do tshuva. So when he didn't do tshuva, he had many more years of sin, and therefore he really got walloped in the world to come, says the Marsha. Conversely, it's good for tzaddikim that they don't get the reward in this world. It's good that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get his reward in this world. However, would it been that Moshe didn't sin with a Meimariva, then it still wouldn't have been his time to depart from this world, meaning that he was zoche to Olam Haba more quickly because he wasn't rewarded in Olam Hazeh. Says the Gemara of Aitra, Shreim Letzadikim, Lo Dayan Shein Zochin, Ela Shemazaka Lemneim, Levnei Bneim, Atzov Kaladoros. That not only are the Tzadikim Mezaka with their mitzvos and Maisim Tovim, but they're Mezaka future generations as well. Shekana Banam Ayelam La Aron, Sheruim Li Sarif, Kanada Vadaviu. Aron had four sons. They were all roi to be taken in the fire, in the Eish Zara, like Nadav and Aviyu. Shenemar Hanosarim, it says, Aaron's children, Hanosarim, meaning they were no different necessarily than Nadav and Aviyu. These ones were the leftovers, but they were equally potentially able to be taken from him. Elashamed lem zchus aviyim. However, they had zchus avos, and therefore they were saved. Oylem l'rishayim, lo dayin shemechayven atzma. Not only are they mechayven themselves, elo shemechayven levnei matzof kol adoros. But they're mechayev even succeeding generations. So the Mefarshim are bothered. I thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu only pays back retribution for Rishoam until the fourth generation. So why is it saying for every generation? Okay, so to the extent we understand any of this, we could ask that question. I personally don't, so don't ask. So Harbi Banim Hayelo L'Knan, there were many children that Knan had Shuru'yun L'Sameich who were roy to get smicha ketevi avdo shel Rav Gamliel, like Tevi, Rav Gamliel's servant. Ella shechovev el shechovas aviyem garmalem. However, the chovas aviyem prevented a lot of the children of Canaan from achieving this level of success and this level of respect. And Tevi didn't actually have smicha because he was always called Tevi Eved. He was always called an Eved. What it means is that he was very learned. He was a very righteous person. There should have been more righteous among the children of Canaan, but rather it was the chov of their father, it was the evil ways of their father that caused them not to achieve success in spiritual pursuits, at least in this world. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, last skinny line, Kol ha-mezaka es ha-rabim ein chet ba'al yado. Anybody who's mezaka rabim is not going to sin, v'chol ha-machli es ha-rabim kemat ein maspikim b'yado la'as ha-shuba. But if a person causes other people to sin, chas v'sholam, it's almost as if he'll never have an opportunity to do tshuva. Kol ha-mezaka es ha-rabim ein chet ba'al yado, my taima. Why won't a person sin if he's mezaka rabim? Kedei shelo yehu begenim v'talmidu began Eden. So that he's not in Gehenim, and his talmidim, who is mezaka, should be in Gan Eden. So that's not right. So therefore, he's not going to sin so that he could be in Gan Eden with them. Shnemar ki lo sazov nafshi l'shol, lo siten chasidecha l'ros shachas. V'chol ha-machti yas ha-rabim im maspikin b'yado las ha-shuba. And anybody who's machti the rabim, he's not going to have an opportunity to do tshuva. Shlo yehu b'gan Eden v'talmidah b'gehenim, so that he shouldn't be in Gan Eden, and his talmidim, who he caused to sin itself, himself, should be in Gehenim. Shnemar, adam ashuk b'dam nefesh ad bor yanus al yismuchu bo. He shouldn't be supported. The Achronim ask, really, is it true that a person is never going to be mezaka rabim and then sin, but Acher went to Gehenim, even though he taught Torah to Rav Meir, because he also was learning in Sifrei Minus. So what it means is that Chet didn't come to him. Acher was mechapes Acher Chet. In other words, Acher searched for the Chet. So if you search for chait, even if you're mezakeh harabim, you're going to find the chait. What the Gemara means is that the chait won't come to him, the chait won't be ba'al yado if he's mezakeh rabim. But if you go looking for it, obviously you're going to find it. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, fourth wide line, Omer Echtev Ashav Echtev Ashav. If a person says, I'm going to sin and I'm going to do tshuva, sin and do tshuva, says the Gemara, Lamali Lememar Echtev Ashav Echtev Ashav. Why the repetition? Trey Zimne. Kid Ravuna Amar Rav, the Amar Ravuna Amar Rav, Kivan Shavar Adam Avera Vishinaba Huchrolo. Once a person does an Avera and does it twice, he repeats it, it becomes mutter for him. Says the Gemara, Huchrolo Salkadaitach. Here we have again this Gemara. Does it really mean that it becomes mutter for him? That's crazy. Elanasis Loka Heter. He's treating it as if it's Heter. If a person has the attitude, whatever, I'm going to sin, and then Yom Kippurim is going to come and be mechaper for me, then Yom Kippurim is not going to be mechaper. Says the Gemara, Leimim Azizim Deloka Rebbe. Let's say the Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Al Kol Avera Shabbatora, Bein Asachuva, Bein Lo Asachuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper whether a person has done tshuva or not. Says the Gemara, Afilu Tema Rebbe, Agav Shani. No, even according to Rebbe, Agav is different, meaning if you are going to do an Avera in reliance that Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper, then it's not going to be Mechaper. Yom Kippur is Mechaper if you do an Avera Stam without Das and you happen not to do Tshuva, yes, that Rebbe says Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper for. But if you actually, if you're so twisted that you have in mind, it's right before Yom Kippur, so I'm going to do an Avera, Yom Kippur is going to come and be Mechaper anyway, that's a person for whom Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper. Avera Shemin Adam Lamokam. So Rami Le Rav Yosef Bar Chavu Le Rebbe Avo. Averus Shabbanim Lechavero, Averus which are Benanim Lechavero, Eme Kippur Mechaper, are not, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Vachsiv im Yechte Ish Leish Upilalo Elohim. It says, if a person will sin to another person, Upilalo Elohim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept appeasement. Says the Gemara, no, Man Elohim Dayana. It's not Elohim, it's Elohim. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give appeasement because a person has to appease his fellow. It's that Basin is going to give appeasement. Says the Gemara, really, you're interpreting Elohim to be Elohim and not Elohim. Iachi emaseifa vimla Hashem yachte ish. And if Hashem, if a person sins to Hashem, meaning if a person sins bein adam lamakom, mi yispalelo, who is going to judge him? Says the Gemara, Sachi Kamar, im yachte ish leish, if a person sins bein adam lachavero, upililo, and appeases him, kama elokim yimchalo, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive him. Vim lashem yechte ish, and if a person sins bein adam lamakom, mi yispalo bado, who is going to come to the person's aid? Tshuva masim tovim, it's the tshuva and masim tovim, it's the tshuva and masim tovim that he does. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Yitzchak kala maknit es chavero, if a person belittles his friend, afilu bedvarim, even if he stam says bad things about him, tzorech lefaisa, he has to go appease him. Shenemar, bini im eravta l'reacha taku lezor chapecha. You have to stick out your palms, no keshes bimrei picha, because you were snared with the words of your mouth. Ase zo sefo, bini vi nutzel. You have to do the following and you'll be saved. Kibasa bakaf reyacha, lech his rapes virav reyacha. That you have to go abase yourself and you have to treat the person like royalty. So in other words, if you wrong somebody and it's an avera bein adam lachavero, like what we've been saying, you have to go out of your way. You have to appease him. You have to treat him like royalty. Imoman yesh biyadcha hater lo pisas yadcha. If you have money to appease him with, then you have to extend the palm of your hand to him. You have to give him the money. Vimlav harbe alav reyim. And if you don't have a lot of money to give him, then it's harbe alav reyim. Then what you have to do is you have to be marbe reyim. And Rashi says you have to go and ask mechila. You have to go and ask mechila from him. Reyim means in front of three people because reyim is a lashon rabim here, and that's why Rav Chista comes and says right now. That you have to appease him with three shuros of three people. Meaning, says Rashi, three times you have to ask for a mechila. Each time you ask for a mechila, you have to ask in front of three people. Shenemar yashor, which is a lashon shura, and Rashi says there is no such thing as a shura of less than three people. Shenemar yashor alon Hashem. From here we know that you have to do it with a shura. Shura is three people. You have to be mefayis three times. Three times three is nine. V'yomer chatasi v'yashar avisi v'lo shavli, and it didn't benefit me. Rav Yosef Bar Chanina kolam avakesh Matu mechaveiro. If a person begs forgiveness from his friend, al yivakech mimene yosem mishalosh pamim. A person should not ask for forgiveness more than three times. Shenemar ana sana viata sana. That it says ana sana viata sana. So v'emeis maybe asur b'nei adam amidam al kivro. And if the person dies and you still haven't gotten mechila, you have to bring 10 people to his kever. V'yomer chatasi l'Hashem elokei Yisrael l'loploni shechivalta bo. That I sinned to this person. Rav Yirmiya havilei milsa l'rav Abba bahadei. Rav Yirmiya had an issue with Rav Abba. They got into a beef. So azal esav adasha de Rav Abba. So Rav Yirmiya went to ask forgiveness on the threshold of Rav Abba's house. So ba'adi the show the amsi maya mata zarzife de maya reshe. When Rav Abba's maid was throwing out the dirty water from mopping the floor, some of the water got in Rav Yirmiya's head. Omar asuni ka ashpa. Rav Yirmiya said, oh, I'm debased now. I'm made like an ashpa. Kara nafshe me ashpas yoram evyon. Shemar Rav Abba v'nafek lapay. Rav Abba heard this and then went out. Omar le hashta tzriklan lemeifach adaitech. I have to now ask you for forgiveness because I caused you bizayin. D'chziv leiches rapeis v'rahav reyecha. You have to go treat your friend like royalty. Since I wound up embarrassing you, I now have to treat you like royalty. All right, so we'll stop here and we will finish up the Masechta, God willing, tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great day.